like to welcome you to the Florida Building Commission's special occupancy TAC meeting of September 24th, 2021.
This conference will now be recorded.
All right, like I said, the Florida Building Commission's special occupancy TAC committee meeting of September 24th, 2021. I want to remind us about teleconference participation. The main thing is please keep yourself muted. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please be aware of background noises and how they bleed through. Please wait till you're called upon to speak, and each time you speak, please state your name, and committee members naturally state your name when you're making and seconding motions. I'm going to do next a roll call to determine that we have a quorum present. Don Whitehead?
Here.
Doug Ahrens?
He's coming. I just talked to him.
All right. Rebecca Quinn, you're here for Con Cole, correct?
That is correct. Doug Ahrens.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is Doug Ahrens. I had a problem unmuting my computer.
Sure. Thanks, Don. I got you now. I mean, Doug. All right. And then we get to Elijah Flowers.
Here.
Very good. Michelle Haynes.
Here.
All right. I wanted to mention to everybody that one of our members, Richard Hilburn, has passed. And I'd like to maybe take a moment of silence in his honor and for his family. Okay, thank you. And I believe Alyssa Lotain is here as the alternate, correct, Alyssa?
I am. Thank you for that. We really miss Rick. He retired in January and passed on September 3rd of cancer. So thank you so much for remembering him.
Thank you. All right, Crystal Myers. Vincent.
I'm here.
Very good. And Scott Walt.
Here.
All right. I'll just check. The only person who's not here then is Crystal Myers. Crystal, you're not on, correct? All right. Well, we have eight of nine members, so we do have a quorum. All right. So the first order of business is to approve the agenda. The agenda is to approve the minutes from the July 30th meeting and to provide the Florida Building Commission with recommendations regarding proposed ICO changes for inclusion in the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. And that's our business for the day. Is there a motion, please, by name to approve the agenda as posted?
I'll make a motion, Don Whitehead, to approve the agenda.
Thank you, sir. Need a second.
Scott Walt, second.
Okay, Scott, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. You were opposed to this agenda to the BCIS. It was the July 30th, 2021 meeting minutes. Unless there's any revisions or corrections, if there are, please say so. Otherwise, is there a motion to accept the minutes as they were posted?
Don Whitehead, motion to approve the minutes as posted.
Looking for a second.
Walt, second.
We have a motion and a second. Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. It's unanimous. All right, so now I'm going to explain what we're going to do. The main part of our business is to go through the proposed ICO changes and provide a recommendation to the commission. As always, we'll allow public comment, 3 minutes per person. If there's pros and cons, there can be one collective rebuttal on each side. I doubt that will come up in this meeting. Limited to 2 minutes. So the main thing is that the TAC is required to make a motion on each of these proposed ICO changes, and the motion is recommend approval or recommend denial. This is the first time we've been able to use our denial. In the past, we did negative roll call, so you either make a motion to approve it or a motion to deny it. The motion to approve it is the recommend that the commission incorporate the 2021 model code update into the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. A second, discussion of the vote. Same with denial. Make a motion to recommend the commission deny the model code update and not incorporate it into the 2021 model code into the 8th edition. You should provide a brief explanation as to why you are recommending approval or denial and whether it should be on the consent agenda for approval, the consent agenda for denial, or if you believe it should be considered individually by the commission for some specific reason, such as could be impose significant costs, cause regulatory confusion, highly controversial to stakeholders, or it just needs further work. So there's, once the motion is, and I'll help frame those up, that typically the motion is to approve it, go on a consent agenda, deny on a consent agenda, deny, but if there was some specific one that you felt required additional review by the commission, you would call that out. The important piece is that all of the changes that are classified as overlaps should, by commission policy, the TAC should vote to recommend denial on those. Even if you support the change, those changes could certainly be brought back when we do the code update process next year. In that case, they'd be considered. But for this phase, the commission's instructions are to recommend denial for anything that's classified as an overlap. TAC must decide on the I-code change exactly as drafted. No amendments will be considered, so you should vote for or against based on that, with the understanding that if there was a needed amendment, that you could bring those to the next phase when we do this triennial code update process next year. All right. For TAC meetings, it's a two-thirds vote requirement. So as long as it receives a two-thirds favorable vote, either for approval or denial, then that's a recommendation to the commission. Anything less than that, of course, would not be. And of course, as by law, the TAC may not consider make any recommendations that would diminish the provisions of the Florida Building Code related to the wind resistance or water intrusion. All right, does any TAC member have any questions on the process? All right, I'm going to ask Moto to give us a review of documents, and then I'll start off with 9481. Go ahead, Mo.
Hey, good morning. This is Mo Medani. And from the agenda of the meeting, I think if you click on the items that we're discussing, that will take you to the metrics that you see on the screen. This metrics has in it all the I-code changes to the 2021 that is to be reviewed by the all the technical advisory committee based on their subject matter responsibility. If for the special occupancy, as you see, there is an agenda, there is also detailed report, this tracking chart. So I'm going to click on the tracking chart first, and This tracking chart is mainly a tool we use to, first of all, to give us a quick review of the changes. The tracking chart is structured where to allow for somebody to add comments or notes, so you can type into it. It does give you the code changes grouped by a subcode. So for the building, for example, you have the first code change. It has two numbers, 9481, which is Florida-specific number, and you have the International Code Council number, which is the CC number G1819. It gives you the summary of the code change. Also, it gives you the actions that you can mainly make with regards to these code changes, and Jeff went through that. So this is the tracking chart. This is a good tool for you to use, and if, to really record the information on it. The second report, which will be used for this meeting to review the code changes, this is a detailed report, meaning that it has everything we kind of uploaded into the our database, and any comment received and so on, you will find it in this report. So for example, this, again, you know, code change number 9481. By the way, this report is in sync with the tracking chart, so they kind of match. So for this one is a special occupancy code change 9481. Again, this is the Florida specific number, and then followed with international you know, code council number. It does tell you that if there is an attachment, this attachment normally would be the monograph, which we got from the International Code Council, the monograph as which provide all the information regarding to the code change as approved at the national level. Also, it gives you the classification. It tells you whether this code change is a directly correlated, or this code change is overlap, or if it's a flood requirement, or so on. So, you know, I think we went through what is an overlap and what is a directly correlated, on a flood requirement. Those are mainly if it's directly correlated, meaning that the original text that's used to put together the change at the I-code level is consistent with the original text that's in the 2020 Florida Building Code. If it says overlap, it means that the original text that's used at the national level to formulate the code change is not consistent with the code language in the 2020 code. So we, for those overlaps, we feel that there is an issue here. It could be a conflict. So we don't want to really, the committee, or actually based on the commission direction, is that for those code changes at this phase of the process is to be voted down, denied, and that's really to allow, first of all, you know, for any person to, you know, look, fix it if needed and submit it under phase two, plus to avoid any, you know, approving something that could cause a conflict or problem in the future edition of the code. If it says a flood requirement, this has to do with the fact that by law we are required to be consistent with the FEMA requirement for flood. So we want to make sure that if there's a flood requirement, that we consider it, and you know, we really approve it if there is no problem. So it's really kind of, we can stress the fact that these are flood requirements, and we're required by law to be consistent with these requirements as applicable. It has in it, there's a general comment submitted. So if a general comment submitted says yes, so you will see there is a comment submitted by Rebecca Gwynn on this code change. And that's something that you have for you to review. The other thing, it does have provide the summary of the modification, the rationale. It does give you the text of the mod, and also give you a, also, we have the upload of the monograph, G1819. Just I want to make sure, stress the fact that all the information that you see in this code change, except to the general comment, came from this monograph, so the G1819. So when we, you know, normally we try our best to really make sure the text of mod encompasses everything. However, when you make a motion, you are really making a motion or based on what's in, you know, G, in the monograph. And and so I'm going to make sure to clarify that. This is what we have in the detail report. One thing, you know, I want to let you know that if you decide you want to find a code change, you know, you through this document, I know this document for this one is 163 pages, you can just do Control F and key in the number, so a box will come in and you put the number and then hit search or hit enter, then the code change will come up. This is a good really way to navigate if you need to really find a specific code change within this document. Any question about the tracking chart, the detail report, the process? If any question? If you don't, then Jeff, take it from here. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Mo. All right, we're going to start with, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce each mod, like 9481. I'll ask if there's any public comment, and then I'll turn to the TAC members and assign that to give their sort of summary, and if they have a motion, they're welcome to make the motion as well. And then the TAC can discuss it and take the vote either for approval or denial. So we're going to start with 9481. Is there anybody from the public who would like to comment?
Joe Belcher.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this once so that we can save time and afterwards. I'm Joe Belcher, Representation of Florida Independent Concrete Associated Products Association and the Aluminum Association of Florida. I don't want to have to say that every time. I want to thank Mo for that introduction, but I do want to make a couple of comments. Number one, flood requirements. I've got the feeling, or somebody could get the feeling from the way that was presented, that you have to adopt those. The law says that you have to maintain eligibility. If the change, it may be a flood requirement in the ICO, but it may not affect eligibility for NFIB. So I just want to bring that up. And the last thing I want to, not the last thing, one more thing I want to bring out is some of the general comments are from people other than Rebecca Quinn, although in a lot of cases we agree with Rebecca Quinn's general comments. And finally, we just request denial on 9481. The Florida statute gives local jurisdictions all the ability they need to do these things. And actually, with the floodplain management ordinance, this appendix, if somebody were to adopt it, would probably wind up creating more conflict than anything else. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Is there any other public comment? All right. I'm going to come to the TAC now. Don?
This modification includes changes to Appendix G, which is reserved in the 2020 Florida Building Code, so therefore it's an overlap. Therefore, I would like to make a motion to recommend denial.
You have a motion for denial for the consent agenda of denial. Is there a second?
Walt, second.
This is Rebecca.
All right. Well, we have a motion and a second from Don Whitehead. And Scott Walt. Is there any discussion on the motion, which is to deny? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Rebecca.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, we're voting to deny this.
Yes. Right. This is Rebecca Quinn speaking on behalf of the Con Cole with the Florida Division of Emergency Management. And like Joe, I'll say this once, there are several Appendix G comments that we recommend that they not be retained, and Don's summary was, both of them were exactly right. All communities have floodplain management ordinances that pick up all of the necessary administrative and non-building stuff, and Appendix D is not necessary. And so I support denial of this one, 9481.
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
I have a question. This is Bob. If we could, since we've got many that are overlaps, could we do a consent agenda?
No, Bob. We're required by law and by the commission's adopted process to make a decision on each one individually. That was what we have to do.
Okay.
It should go rather quickly, though, once we get going. You'll see that yesterday we had a similar situation with overlaps. I turned to the TAC member, they just immediately made a motion to deny. There's no reason to go into it. So I think it's going to go pretty quick anyway.
Very good.
But we do have to go through. So we have a motion and a second for denial, the consent agenda for denial based on the rationale that it's basically an overlap and not needed. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And I have one other question, Jeff.
Well, one second. Let me finish the call. Is there any opposed? Hearing none, it's unanimous. Go ahead, Bob.
So on the 161-page document, this one is called overlap, but on the tracking chart, it's not called overlap. And I just wondered, I see a couple of overlaps on the tracking chart, but many of them correlates to requirements. They don't mention overlap on all of them that actually are overlaps. So just so you know.
Right. So I'm using the rationale that Don put in. He said it overlaps with already what's in the Florida flood prevention code. So that's not the same overlap terminology, but it is the term he used, so I used that.
Right. I agree. And on the 161-page document, the very first page of that says overlap and the related modifications, but it doesn't say that on the tracking chart. And some of the others on the tracking chart do say overlap. So just so we're not confused, we need to make sure we get the overlaps correctly.
Right. No, we're not confused. And these are called out as flood requirements because they are flood requirements, but that in this case, in Florida's case, it interferes with what we currently have. So that's why they're not classified that way. All right. Next is 9674. Is there anybody from the public that would like to comment?
Eric Belcher disapproved or denied.
All right. We heard from Joe Belcher representing several organizations recommending a denial. Is there anybody else in the public that wishes to comment? All right, Don, I'll let you do your summary and your recommendation.
I'd like to say that this change is an overlap because the ICC reasoning is to remove a pointer to Chapter 14, relocated buildings, since that Section 301.4 IEBC already has this pointer. That was their reasoning. The 2020 Florida Building Code, existing building, needs this pointer.
Yeah.
To Chapter 13, relocated buildings, right. Because it is not in Section 301.4. So the reasoning does not hold up for the 2020 Florida Building Code, because in removing this change proposes to remove this pointer because of that, it's already located in another section. So I'd like to make a motion to recommend denial.
And so denial for the, so what, is it that it creates a conflict, Don?
Yes, because Jeff. It's an overlap.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hey, I tried, I was muted. I was trying to, honestly, one thing. About the document, what Bob Vincent just mentioned, that's true. We, in terms of the flood requirement, we go with the flood requirement. However, in the detail report, we do, like, for example, for 9481, when we find the requirement as an overlap, we do specify that with under related modification. And I will note that as we go. Because of the fact our system will allow us to choose one items, whether a flood requirement or directly correlated, something I will fix in the future. But in this case, you know, I think with regard to the flood requirements, I would, you know, just look at the related modification, and that would tell you whether there's an overlap or not. And I'll keep that also as we go, and I'll let you know about that. The other requirement, the other code mod, which is, we are under 9674, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. That code change, it is correlated directly, and the reason for that is mainly remove sections within within section 608, those sections, because of the fact that section 608 or chapter 6 doesn't really provide any requirement for moved buildings, and relocated and moved buildings are located under a standalone chapter. So they're removing them just to make sure that, you know, they go to chapter 13 in this case in the code. So this is an editorial, and when we looked at it, it does correlate directly with the code. I just wanted to really bring that up.
All right. So, Don, your motion is to not deny it based on the fact that we create a conflict within our code?
It's not a conflict. It's just that their reasoning was to delete it because 301.4 already has that same notation. But the Florida Building Code does not have that in 301.4.
So it's needed in the code then?
Yes.
All right. Motion is for consent agenda for denial because this is needed in the Florida Building Code. Is there a second? TAC members?
Scott Walk, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, it's unanimous. All right, next is 9557. Is there any public comment? Okay. Then I'll turn to you. Actually, in this case, Bob Vincent, do you have your recommendation on this one?
Let's see. Application is the requirements. It's something that I want to defer to the staff on. I am not an expert at flood emergency plans, so could FBC staff talk about this, please?
Mo?
I think this is Mo Medani. I think with us, Rebecca, and probably Rebecca will be able to give us some feedback on it. I'll defer to Rebecca.
All right. Rebecca, go ahead.
Yes. So the code requires dry floodproofing to be designed in accordance with ASCE 24. And ASCE 24 specifies when a document that it refers to as a flood emergency plan, when that plan is required. So all the proposal does is add that requirement, which is already there, to the list of submittal documents in 16.12.4.
Right, so
it is not adding a new requirement.
Right.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Okay, a motion for the consent agenda for approval based on the fact that it's a flood requirement. Is there a second?
Second, Don Wyatt.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Then let's go on to 9558. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Con, I believe this was yours, if you have a summary.
Yes, this is Rebecca Quinn speaking on behalf of Con Cole. That's okay. So the building code in both volumes already says if you're going to use what are called engineered openings, that they have to have a certification. Many of these products are certified by ICCES and I think some by the Florida Products Program. You're not showing the proposal. This is again, it's not a new requirement. It's taking a requirement that is already specified for zones A and putting it now under zones B and coastal A zones now that they require flood openings. So I would like to move for approval.
Okay, we have a motion for consent agenda for approval based on a flood requirement. Is there a second?
Okay, Don Whitehead.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9445, is there any public comment? Hearing none. Michelle, do you want to give a summary and a motion, if you would?
Yes, good morning. So 9445 concerns emergency elevator communication systems for deaf, hearing, and speech impaired individuals. It will require that visible text and audible modes be enabled in elevators so that hearing and or speech impaired occupants could have real-time conversations with the health agent that's answering the call. There's similar language that is coming up in ASME A17-1. This is classified as an overlap, so following the policy, I make a motion to recommend denial.
All right, we have a motion for consent agenda for denial based on an overlap. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9446, any public comment?
Voucher, recommend approval.
All right, we have a comment for approval. Is there any additional public comment? All right, seeing none, I'll turn to you, Michelle, for your recommendation on this one.
All right, 9446 is a proposal to align the section which addresses occupied floors. In short, adopting this modification would affect buildings in which the top floor houses only equipment for building systems. Every floor above and including the lowest level that's reachable by the fire department vehicle access is required to be serviced by fire service access elevators. For these buildings, the elevator would not be required to serve the top floor as it would be considered unoccupied. This change is going to result in cost savings on construction as it eliminates service to the roof of a building in most cases. I make the motion to recommend approval.
All right, we have a motion for the consent agenda for approval based on enhanced code. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Very good. All right, next is 9447. Is there any public comment?
Recommend Belcher, recommend approval.
All right, Joe Belcher, representing several organizations, recommends approval. Is there any additional public comment? Hearing none, Michelle.
All right. 9447 is a proposal that adds clarity to the language. The current wording adds ambiguity in the application of the code. It doesn't clearly encapsulate that control rooms and controlled spaces should have the same fire protection barriers to elevator hoistways. The proposed change adds machine rooms, control rooms, control spaces, and machinery spaces outside the hoistway enclosure. Specific to code language, and it eliminates the possibility of it being misinterpreted. The change should have no impact on construction costs. It's simply a language clarification. I make a motion for approval.
We have a motion for consent agenda for approval based on adds clarification and clarity. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9453, any public comment?
Joe Belcher, recommend approval, although not really sure what this might do to our eligibility for some of the natural flood programs.
Hey, okay. Jeff,
what?
Whenever time, I need to say something about this.
Yeah, sure. Okay, any additional public comment? All right, go ahead, Mo, and then I'll let Rebecca give her summary.
Yeah, The same proposal came before the commission during the last code change process for the 2020, and it was denied, was voted down. I just wanted, the commission voted the code change down, and that's because FEMA have raised concern about the fact that this in conflict with the flood and FEMA requirements. So.
Okay. All right, Rebecca, go ahead and give your summary and your recommendation, please.
Yes, Rebecca Quinn. This would this original proposal that went to the ICC was submitted by Steve Martin, former state floodplain manager with Florida, and it presents an eminently practical solution, but FEMA, having failed to engage with Florida over the previous several years, really kind of forced Steve's hand to try this. Since then, FEMA has said that it is not consistent with the NFIP, but they have also now issued a policy on another type of structure that says, here's how to do what you want to do that's logical. And so Florida Division of Emergency Management expects to re-engage with FEMA to bring about a similar result, but through a policy decision rather than a code change. But given that FEMA is on record saying it is in conflict, I reluctantly recommend disapproval.
All right, so the motion is to go on the consent agenda for denial based on conflict with FEMA requirements. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 9454. Any public comment?
Joe Melcher, request denial. Intermodal shipping containers are intermodal shipping containers, not buildings. I really don't think we should be putting things into building code like this. Request denial. Thank you.
All right, any additional public comment?
I know. Crystal Meyer is not here, am I correct?
Correct. No, she's not joined you.
You want to say something?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, this is Mo. I would say this. This shipping container issue comes a lot, you know, and whether at the local level, we get a lot of calls about how you treat shipping containers. I think we also dealing with it under the manufactured building program. There is a need for a standard so you can use, you know, to deal with this. These are exist and it's happening. So what you have in the ICC code change, it does address the structural aspect of it. It's an attempt. I think it's. It is all I can say. It is something that is needed. So from the information we receive and the question that we receive, I leave it to you whether you want to approve it or not, but that's really what I have. Thank you.
All right. Since Crystal's not here.
So I'd like to say that they're stalling the major schools a lot, and we need some kind of control in the code, I think, for shipping containers as far as what they can be used for, what needs, how they have to be inspected, and so forth. I would like to put this off the consent agenda and have it discussed at the Florida Building Commission meeting, and I'd like to recommend approval.
For individual consideration.
For individual consideration.
And state your name.
I'm Don Whitehead.
All right, so we have a motion for approval for individual consideration, though, not on a consent agenda. Is there a second?
Scott Walt, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous on the consent agenda. On the individual consideration recommended for approval. All right. we go on to the next one, which is 912. Any public comment? None? Richard, if you'd give your summary and recommendation, please.
Actually, this is, excuse me, this is Alyssa Lochain. I was wondering if that's okay. I was wondering if Mr. Belcher, since they were opposed, that if he had some comments on this.
Thank you, Joe Belcher. We did recommend denial based on some issues with a provision for arc fault on exterior outlets in the NEC. I did raise the objection at the at one of the earlier meetings, swimming pool tech, and Brian Holland was on that call and advised that the NFPA is issuing an interim amendment, and the RNG is being addressed. So I've got the language; I haven't had a chance to review it. So at this point, we don't have any objection since NFPA seems to be addressing.
Okay.
If we do come up with something, once I get the interim amendment and we review it, then we'll take it up with the electoral tech. Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, if it's okay, I went over time, I need to say something. Thank you.
All right, well,
I think we need to recommend denial this time because we don't have all the information from NEC on the interim changes and so forth.
Hey, Jeff, can I say something? Really, you're dealing with a code change here that is really encompasses all the references standards that are needed to be updated under the next edition, 2023. So this code change, it covers all the standards are referenced within the Florida Building Code, whether mechanical, plumbing, gas, structural, etc. So, you know, in terms of the first of all, this code change is really before all the TAC members. At this point, this went before the swimming pool TAC. And, you know, again, I think Joe Belcher had his comment about the NEC. Then updating of the NEC to the 2020 edition is part of the of this code standard update. However, you know, just really to let you know that if anybody has any concern about these standards, if they will feel like it should be adjusted or what have you, we do have step two in the process, which is start next year, where anybody can propose a code change to any of these updated standards. So I think in order also to do that in phase two, you know, will be make sense to really update these standards, but this code change is going to go before all the TAC members, and so for the special with regard to the special occupancy in this case, you're addressing your standard that's really more specific to your subject area. But in general, I'll leave it to you. I already need to let you know that special occupancy did voted as AS approved as submitted. So thank you.
The swimming pool, yeah. So basically, to summarize that is that each TAC, as Mo said, is looking at this, and you're pretty much voting on those specific standards that would relate to your technical area, and let the other TACs take the ones that's in their area, like electrical. So I think what Mo's saying generally is that these are updates to standards and they're primarily needed, but, you know, changes could be made during the next cycle. All right, I'll take some additional public comment.
Just we're not objecting to the adoption here. We know we can deal with it stage two, and we know NFPA is looking at it and is issuing an amendment. So we made a public comment. We weren't familiar or aware of the actions at NFPA, so that was why we made that public comment. I mean, that general comment.
Okay. Alyssa, back to you.
I was going to see if we could maybe make a motion to approve it, but to pull it out and have it individually considered by the Building Commission.
Comment.
Well, you could, sure. I don't know what they're going to do, though, because I think it's the same basic issue that won't be will have to be resolved in the next phase of the process. You do what you want. Make the motion as you see fit.
But I would defer to you all to who are more experienced than I, if you want to make a motion.
For consistency, it probably would be consent agenda for approval, and then the standards that need to be tweaked can be done in the next phase.
Okay, then I'll make a motion.
Jeff, hold on. It's Tom Campbell. I want to avoid the making the tax do the same thing. If this, they're going to recommend that it be pulled out for individual discussion, that seems perfectly reasonable to me. And I don't see an issue there. The only tax that's looked at it so far is the swimming pool tax, which only has a small amount of standards on there. And I don't want the other tax hands to be tied by the decision of the swimming pool tax.
Right. And this is Bob. I'm on that tack. We were not totally aware of the commission's statement that these overlap ones should be denied. And so, I would recommend that we deny this one because it is an overlap. There were very few standards in the actual document that applied to swimming pools, if any. So I would agree with calling it an overlap and denying it here.
This is not an overlap, by the way. This is correlated directly. And it has been the practice is that we need to let you know that what other TAC have done. How you want to go about it, this is going to go before all the TACs. So whatever you feel it needs to be done, go ahead and make your action. But we normally let you know what other TAC did with this code change.
Right. So, Alyssa, you made a motion to approve it. Do you want it to be on the consent agenda for approval or for individual consideration? It's your choice. I did mention that you could do it either way. Alyssa? She's still there.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I would like to go back and amend that to approve, but have it considered individually. There's still a lot of discussion going on.
Sure. So we have a motion to consent agenda for approval. For approval on the individual consideration. Is there a second to that?
Second, Don Wayne.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion on the motion? All right. And then all in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, that's for approval on individual consideration. Very good. Okay, we go on to 9478. Is there any public comment?
Bill Belcher, recommend denial or general comment number one.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, this is Mo Medani. This is overlap. This is noted as in the chart as an overlap. I just want to let you know, it has to do with an appendix, so I just want to let you know.
Okay. All right, Rebecca, go ahead.
Yes, so we are talking about 9478. That's not showing on the screen.
Right.
But 9470 there's a run of four total that are all pertaining to IBC Appendix G. And so for the reason given for the very first that we considered, I move denial of 9478.
All right, we have a motion for consent agenda for denial based on overlap with Florida Building Code. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9480, is there any public comment?
Deny
it. Jeff, this is an overlap. This is an overlap too. I just want to make sure that you understand.
Okay, thanks. All right, Alyssa.
Okay, this one has to do with the flood maps, and I see Rebecca's comment about do not retain and Mo's concerns about the overlap, so I would make a motion to deny this one.
All right. Consent agenda for denial based on overlap with affordable building code. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, next is 9482. Any public comment?
Sculpture deny. Right.
This is an overlap too, Jeff.
Okay, thanks, Matt. All right, any additional public comment? Hearing none. Rebecca.
I move denial based on the same rationale for Appendix G.
Okay, we have a motion for denial, consent agenda for denial based on same rationale, the overlap. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9483.
We need to unmute some of our members. Doug Ahrens, Michelle Haynes, and Elijah are all muted.
They muted themselves.
Okay, they can't vote if they're muted.
Yeah, they're unmuting themselves now. Okay, 9483, is there any public comment?
This is an overlap too, Jeff.
Okay, it's an overlap, and we heard from the public, Mr. Belcher representing several organizations is recommending denial. Is there any additional public comment? So this is, Crystal is not here today, so Mo, do you want to say anything on this?
This is again. It's 94. It's an Appendix G, which is not referenced from within the Florida Building Code. So it's an overlap. So it doesn't exist. So.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to recommend denial. It's an overlap.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on overlap with the Florida Building Code. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Then it is unanimous. All right, next is 8709. Is there any public comment?
Joe Belcher, we recommend denial on this. As noted by staff, state lighting facilities are not subject to Florida Building Code existing building. This is a change in existing building, and it affects I-2, so we request denial.
All right, any additional public comment? All right, Scott.
Okay. This proposal was made to align with federal codes, but as Joe pointed out, the state of Florida does not apply existing building code to state license facilities, so for that purpose, I would recommend denial.
Okay, we have a motion for denial, consension for denial based on it's not applicable in Florida. Florida's code, is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 9758, which is an overlap and according to commission policy should be recommended for denial. Is there any public comment?
Recommend denial. Belcher.
All right, Joe Belcher from Home Builders and other associations is recommending denial. Is there any additional public comment? All right, turning to you, Elijah.
Yeah, so in summary, this has to do with NFPA 99 and the broader requirements regarding hospital receptacles. As already seen here, it's already staff classified as an overlap, therefore my recommendation is to deny.
All right, a motion for the consent agenda for denial based on overlap for the building code. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Then that will be unanimous as well. All right, next is 9760. Is there any public comment?
Belcher, request denial. Although this one is again the NFPA 99, and it also includes some facilities other than I-2, but it includes I-2. And so for the same reason that we've been denying this change, request denial.
All right. And I'll turn. Is there any additional public comments? All right. Scott?
Okay. Yeah, again, this one as well seeks to align with the federal requirements for compliance with NFPA 99. Does include additional facilities. So point of order, if we wanted to keep those, would it still be denial and bring it back as a to work on?
Right. Yes, you can do that, certainly.
Okay.
Is that your motion?
Our motion is just to deny.
Consent agenda for denial based on, I'm not sure exactly what the rationale was. Not a FORTA requirement. All right, is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
We have a motion and a second for denial. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Next is 9703. It's classified as an overlap and by commission policy should be recommended for denial. Is there any public comment? Joe Belcher indicated denial. Any additional public comment? Then I'll turn to you, Doug.
This is a proposed change that relates to the existing building code. It's not what's consistent within our Florida building code, and it is an overlap. I recommend denial.
We have a motion for denial based on overlaps in the Florida building code. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
Motion to second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then it's unanimous. All right, our next one is 9704. It's also an overlap and by commission policy should be denied. Is there any public comment?
Denied.
We heard from Joe Belcher for denial. Any additional public comment? Coming to you, Doug.
9704 also relates to existing buildings. It's language that trusts the requirements for interior finishes, and it's inconsistent with what's in the building code and classified as an overlap. I recommend it.
All right, we have a motion for consent agenda for denial. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
Motion second for denial based on overlap. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 8510. Is there any public comment?
Hey, Jeff, this is an overlap.
Okay, and we heard from Mr. Belcher recommended denial because it's an overlap as well. Is there any additional public comment? All right, then I will turn to you, Rebecca.
Yes, hold on, you got ahead of me. Yeah, the commission modified the both the residential and the building code with the language regarding a local adoption of flood maps and flood studies. And so I recommend denial so that we retain the existing Florida-specific amendment.
All right, we have a motion for consent agenda for denial because it overlaps or is inconsistent with the Florida Building Code. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Then it's unanimous. All right, 8699. Any public comment?
Joe Belcher. Denial. for several reasons. The residential cost, residential construction cost impact work group, a member that reviewed this change, said that there could be considerable cost increase, but it was unable to actually come up with a number, so we'd like the opportunity to look a little harder at this. Second item was is that this change does not agree with what was approved in the IRC 2021. If you look at the complete revisions document ITC puts out and the detail report, I think it has the same information. It shows its approval of amended by public comment one. There was a public comment two that was submitted, and actually when you look at 2021 IRC, it's public comment two that shows up in that. So we've got some kind of inconsistency, so we recommend denial and with the understanding that the proponent would bring it back in phase two.
All right. Is there any additional public comment? All right. Hearing none. Rebecca?
Yes. The identification as to which public comment was adopted by ICC, there was an error there, but that's not a fatal error. What was interesting is that read FEMA's proposal, the federal regulations for the National Flood Insurance Program refer to enclosures below the lowest floor. So, in fact, the ICC has had a disconnect with the NFIP for 20 years. This corrects that disconnect and is consistent with the NFIP that all requirements related to enclosures refer to below the lowest floor. I recommend, I move for approval.
So recommend a consent agenda for approval based on consistency with NFIP. Is there a second?
As long as we're adopting comment number two, so we're matching within the ICC.
This is Mo Madani. I can shed some light on this one. I did look at this code change. What Joe Belcher is saying is correct. There is a typo in the monograph. They, they go with the public comment one, and what you have here is comment two. However, we did look at the 2021 I-code to see what really has been incorporated in there, and they were really what they incorporated is what's in the monograph with the public comment too, regardless if it says one or two. Just to let you, to give you that, I think really, either way, it's confusing. Again, I did, work on this, and really we decided to say it's correlate because of the fact it's how it's really incorporated in the 2021 code. So, thank you.
All right.
So I'll second the motion as long as we're adopting public comment number two. And we realize it's an error in document. It's not comment number one, but comment number two is what was adopted.
Which Mo said is what actually ended up in the document.
Yeah.
I believe. Even though it's misidentified. Okay. Is there any discussion on a motion to consent agenda for approval for consistency with NFIP with the understanding it's based on comment number two? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, it's unanimous. All right, next is 8700. Any public comment?
Gil Belcher requests approval.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Then hearing none, Doug, I'll return to you.
8700 is a residential code. It seeks to clarify or remove some potential confusion caused in the existing code by adding the word not. I recommend approval.
a motion for the consent agenda for approval based on clarified. There a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Then it's unanimous.
That was for approval, correct?
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. As submitted. Right. Okay, next is 8702. Is there any public comment?
So, Belcher, once again, I really hate to see the code addressing intermodal shipping containers as buildings, although I will concede that it is happening. Local jurisdictions are handling. I would suggest perhaps, seeing as what happened in the building code, now we're talking about converting intermodal shipping containers into residence. I suggest perhaps the committee consider recommending it, denying it, and recommending that the proponent come back and propose it as an appendix to the residential code that would give local jurisdictions the option to adopt it as an appendix if they're seeing this in their jurisdiction. And it would not put a mandate on them if the local jurisdiction does not want to allow containers, shipping containers, to live.
Hey, Joe, Jeff, are we in 8702?
Yeah, Joe spoke on 9761.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
So we are on 8702.
I'm sorry.
That's right. Is there any public comment on that one?
Recommend approval on
8702. All right. Mr. Belcher is recommending approval based on his constituency for 8702. Additional public comment. I was looking at it going, what is that? Okay, is there a, going back to Rebecca.
Yes, the only thing this does really is break a long section of text into numbered items and make clear, consistent with the NFIP, that the requirements apply to columns as well as to piles. I'm moving to the
consent agenda for approval based on clarifies and simplifies the code. Is there a second?
Second, Don Whitehead.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, now we're at the final one, which is 9761, which does relate to shipping containers. Is there any public comment?
Isn't it 9671 or my
9761?
I get dyslexic with numbers, so I'm sorry. I already made my comment, so again, request a denial with the suggestion that the proponent come back and propose it as an appendix, so we don't put mandates on local jurisdictions that might not want to have these containers.
All right. Is there any additional public comment? All right. Since Crystal is not here, Mo, do you want to say something on this one?
Well, I said what I said. I think really the issue here is that, as I mentioned before, I know we hear about the shipping containers, we hear about the need and all that, but, you know, whether it's an appendix, whether it's a code, I really don't, you know, have an issue with that. So, I, you know, whatever you guys decide, I'm fine.
So on the last one, just that we did on this topic, I think they voted to approve it for individual consideration, but just going back on that. So, committee members, up to you.
Don Whitehead, I'd like to make a motion to approval for individual consideration like we did with commercial building code.
This is Alyssa Lochey. Sorry, go ahead.
We need a second first.
Scott Walsh, second.
Oh, we have a motion and a second for approval for individual consideration. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Thank you. So am I correct? This would allow shipping containers in residential areas.
Yeah.
That's consensus. Okay. I guess I'm concerned about that from, you know, a historic district perspective and that sort of thing. So I would be opposed.
Let me clarify. This is Mo Madani. We don't whether you have something in a residential commercial, that's a zoning requirement. We don't get into it in the Florida Building Code.
Okay.
I just want to make sure you understand that. We are not saying that should go in here or there. You know, it's more of a, you know, we don't get into zoning.
Right. Okay. So the local jurisdiction zoning would rule is just that if it is an area that can develop, then it would have to go. All right. Is there any additional discussion on the motion, which is for approval for individual consideration? All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Then it is unanimous as submitted for individual consideration by the commission. That concludes the substantive part. Is there any additional, or is there any public comment? Is there any PAC member or staff member comment? All right, Commissioner Whitehead.
Thank you, Joe.
I mean, Don Whitehead, I'll send it to you.
Being there's no further items on the agenda, say we adjourn the meeting.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.